This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Four past seven. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Tonight you're joined by Dill and Caitlin. Caitlin, how are you, my sweets?
I'm fabulous. How are you, Dylan?
I am not too bad.
My sweeter than sweet.
Oh, thank you, Mal, do you? Well, it's getting a bit of a love fest in here.
I know, and it was a little bit hot before, hot under the collar, but we've got so many hot topics to talk about tonight. Everything from AFL football stars slamming lesbians to the Mardi Gras making some money.
Yeah, it's actually a really jam-packed show, and if any point throughout tonight's episode you want to join in the conversation, make sure you hit us up on 0427 JOY 949. Give front desk a call, 1300 JOY 949, or you can even hit us up on Twitter with the @GNJOY949 handle. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts on some topics.
Getting some involvement.
Absolutely. And just before we do get into the show, I'd just like to dedicate this episode to a lovely woman who was integral to a lot of people's lives, including my own, Penny Costello. She passed today, so tonight's episode will be dedicated in her loving memory.
Well, I didn't know the woman, but my condolences, Dill, because I know she was a special kind of figure for you growing up.
Yeah, she actually was kind of like a mum for me when I was growing up.
I do want to say it in case I was going to offend anything, you know, sort of any topic. But yeah, that's I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, my thoughts are definitely with her family. So,
well, this show is dedicated to her, and there's a lot of goodness in this show. So,
well, there's a lot of goodness in every show that we put through. Caitlin, what did you get up to on the weekend?
Well, I was just about to ask you. I think that regardless of all the shenanigans that I got up to, I think you, with doing your debut presenting on that new Channel 31 the name is escaping me.
Queer Young Thangs.
How did you go with that? I heard before on the promo that it went pretty well.
Yeah, it actually was quite, it was really good, although TV to radio is really different.
Different mediums, aren't they? It's like you're really performing in one of them, and in the other one, it's all about what you're thinking and how you're saying it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like TV, you have to think about
the part.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta look pretty.
Exactly. And I was just like, oh my God, okay, I feel skin look good? Am I sitting all right? Do I look gross?
Have people got the right angle? Is it my best angle?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's definitely hard to deal with. But also thinking and interviewing people. Because I pull a lot of faces, if you haven't noticed. Well, we've been in studio.
I find them, though, quite charming. But I don't on camera, I think that you'll probably look back and you'll critique yourself. You'll think, oh, no, I know when I did some presenting, it's all about the eye contact as well. You've got to maintain that with the camera. I found that like looking away from it just didn't work. Whereas in real life, I think it can be too intense if someone stares at you for too long.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a real art to it, Dill. But you've got the face for it, so you'll get there.
Caitlin, there's not a single Monday that goes past when I'm joined with you that I don't walk out of here with the biggest ego in the world.
Massage and rub. Maybe that's because I'm single, so I'm able to inflate yours. I've got let's talk about, when does Vic? Vic is due back shortly. For listeners that are loyal to Vic, we haven't forgotten about her.
She actually, I think from memory, she should be back this week. So next week we'll be joined in studios with the Vic. The mighty trio, Caitlin, Vic and Dill, will be back amongst you. So
back in action.
Back in action. But make sure you do hit us up tonight. We'll be talking, like you said, Caitlin, we'll be talking about everything from
AFL football stars, lesbians, counselling hotlines, and Mardi Gras making money.
Absolutely. So you want to get in on this episode, send us a text 0427 JOY 949 if you agree with us. If you have something different to say, we want to hear from you. If you don't understand how much your opinion actually, like, we get out of it. We love thought-provoking conversations.
Well, we wouldn't be doing it if someone wasn't listening, and we assume there are people listening, so we'd love you to participate. And don't be afraid to speak your mind either. That's what that's the beauty that Joy provides as a community radio station.
That is 110% true. We've also got, as always, new music on the show.
So, oh, cool. What are we playing?
Well, we've got Spit Syndicate's new track, Amazing, which is a nice political... it's a very in-depth political message. Now, there is a language warning on this track, so...
Listeners, put your earmuffs on if you are under 18.
If we have any little ears, make sure that they are they are aware. But for everyone else who is mature enough to handle the heat...
To appreciate real music.
We've got a new track. We did drop it on the Chappelle Show the other day, so, you know, it's good to rehash this. I think that this is fantastic. Let us know what you think. Hit us up, 0427-JOY-949.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
It's Johnny Jenkins, a.k.a. Fat Gay Kid. I'm super famous for being super talented on YouTube. And you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
It's 14 minutes past 7. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. You're joined tonight by Dylan Caitlin. And we're about to talk about a really important issue that I feel we do drum on about it a lot here on Generation X and Joy 94.9, but it's important information that needs to be given out. Now, Caitlin, you have an article there that you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, we sure do. It's the article is HIV infection rates spike. Basically, it's come out in the news that New South Wales have experienced high rates of HIV diagnosis. And apparently now Victoria, the state of Victoria, is not far behind. We've got 81% of diagnosed gay people were gay men. And that was from last year, 2012, that statistic came out. So it's a 19% increase from 2011. So yeah, Dill, it's a worry. We had the Healthy Baron a couple of weeks ago and he was fantastic. And he spoke about a rapid centre, which was for rapid HIV testing, which was opening on Commercial Road, wasn't it?
Yeah, it still actually hasn't been opened yet, which is it's quite alarming because a lot of diagnosis issues come about people not actually knowing their status. And it's quite...
It's quite a lengthy process to get the full diagnosis. It takes months from contracting the disease to then actually being having it come up in tests as positive.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It can take... a time for you to seroconvert.
Would you say 3 to 6 months would be safe to say maybe?
Probably around 3 to 6 months. However, you can there can be tests for antibodies to see if your body is starting to...
Develop
the HIV virus. Because what happens is it actually the virus itself gets into your bloodstream and it starts replicating the virus in your bloodstream. And you can go for a very long time without actually showing any symptoms of the HIV, of being HIV positive. Now, this is actually starting to rise in Victoria as well. And Victoria, as you were saying, has the second largest HIV epidemic in Australia, just behind New South Wales. And at the end of 2010, there were approximately 5,722 people living with HIV in the state. In 2011, there were approximately 280 new HIV diagnoses made in Victoria. And 259 of those were men, 20 were women, and one was someone who was transgender. And out of 223 of these infections, they were through your homosexual sexual encounters.
So I think it's fair to say that the majority comes, unfortunately, men, more the sufferers of HIV being HIV positive, and it's in the gay community of men.
Well, absolutely. And it's just, it's showing a lot of light that people aren't practicing safe sex.
But it can affect everybody and anyone.
Well, HIV does not discriminate.
It's not exclusive to any sexual orientation or any particular gender. The New South Wales Chief of Health Officer, Dr. Kerry Chance, said that the rise is obviously concerning. She said there are a number of factors that have contributed to the spike, including gay men getting tested for HIV more frequently, which is a positive. That's positive, but it means that I suppose the stats are higher because people are actually getting it checked out and unfortunately getting the bad news that it's they're positive. And also a decline in the use of condoms.
Yeah, and I saw an interesting stat when I was doing the research for when we were talking to the Healthy Bear, Dr. Forgan. Now, when I was doing this research, there was approximately 1 in 6 gay men in Sydney are HIV positive. But people need to get tested. And amongst most new infections, new cases of people becoming HIV positive, the person they contracted it from wasn't even aware that they were HIV positive.
Yeah, because it says here, stats only reflect the number of people who were diagnosed with HIV in the last year, not the number of people who actually contracted it. So it's... there's a difference, I suppose, when you contract it. Obviously, as we spoke about it before, it takes time then to get the diagnosis clear, to get but the good news is in Sydney, that stat was really high, Dil, but 7 rapid testing centres have opened across Sydney, which is great news, and it's in the inner city Darlinghurst area. And another 9 additional rapid testing centres are due to open. So 100 and what was this stat here, Dil? Just under 200,000 HIV tests have been conducted in New South Wales. So the positive thing from, I suppose, all of this research and this stuff is that Sydney are being proactive. They're being active in terms of opening up more rapid testing centres. More men in Sydney are getting tested for HIV.
And I think it's indicative of New South Wales government as well actually noticing that there is an issue, taking part of the conversation and doing things to...
Getting the word out to encourage the gay community.
And one thing that we need to know as well in the gay community is also not to marginalise or demonise people who are HIV positive, because it's quite...
And isolating or debilitating disease.
Well, it's quite isolating, and it's quite horrible for some people who, you've just been told this news that you have HIV, and then to be ostracized from your own community, that's just nasty. We need to also make sure that people who are living with HIV are not being left out.
Well, that then leads us to another article, Dil, which we may not go into great detail right now, but it's the good news that support that we were talking about, which is, I think, essential in the process of dealing with HIV, being HIV positive, is that a counselling hotline has been rolled out, which is awesome. And it's happening in 5 states across Australia. So it's the majority of Australia that will be impacted by this support.
Yeah.
So I think that's, if we're talking about needing, I guess, that social, like having a culture in Australia that's socially supports and mentally and emotionally supports people that are HIV positive, then this hotline that's coming out now is a great step again.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more there. And just with the counselling network, because we now, everyone in these 5 states will be able to, like, say if you're a young person, you're identifying, say if you're an older person and you realise that, okay, I've had a point of contention with my sexuality, and then you have that epiphany where you're like, okay, it's okay. Sometimes it's good just to have a counselling service there. And it's, the project apparently is going to receive $3.3 million over the next 2 years from the federal government, and it's going to provide a 1-800 phone number staffed by counsellors, as well as online support programs, which we've seen trending with, Skies Out Loud.
We had Wayne in, from Skies Out Loud. And that's, you said, Dil, that's happening, that's launching on the 4th of August for the GLBTI youth, basically, the youth community. And they're going to be in St Kilda.
Yeah, and they're going to have a movie night, which is pretty cool. But, with the online counselling, I think that's great, because it's still in motion. It's still,
but it's also really accessible online stuff. I mean, it's awesome. You don't have to be near a phone to sort of get the support if you need it.
Exactly, and you can just type it in. So it's those, I guess, human interactions are kind of taken out of it, and you can say what you want to say. You can ask what you want to ask without fear of, I guess, a sort of judgment.
Yeah, and some people sometimes find it hard to find the words in the moment that they need to express to get that understanding or that support. So being able to write things down, I guess in a way social media and computers have helped. But this is a 24/7 hour hotline. This operates from 5:30 p.m., as Dil said, to 10:30 every evening, 7 days a week. So it's definitely outside work hours, which is also a bonus.
Mm.
And the fact that the government is supporting it with $3.3 million, I think... they're offering over just under 2,000 staffed counsellors. So you've got trained professionals dealing with critical issues, which has to show some improvement, I suppose, in our statistics of suicide and depression and that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's great that we're having more attention, because...
More money, more funding, more support. So exactly. Government, social, and recognition.
It also generates jobs as well. And
yes.
A lot of young people who are stepping out into the workforce, you're going to notice that, like, over the past couple of months,
it's
there have been...
It's kind of competitive.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of cut down in, I guess...
A lot of sectors.
Yeah. So yeah. It's great that we are having a rollout like this because, hey, this means that there's jobs for the future for young Australians as well, which is great.
And those in the GLBTI community, which sometimes might feel a bit discriminated in certain work situations, this might potentially could be a booming industry. And hopefully with the HIV, although they will need support and that can generate jobs, hopefully the positive diagnosis does... Hopefully those stats go down in the next few years.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that. Now, I would just like to know for our listeners out there who'd like to take part in just like a quick survey, text in 0427JOY949 if you know what your status is.
Have you ever been tested? Have you ever thought about being tested? Or do you know anyone that might be going through the process of questioning if they should or shouldn't? And also safe sex practices. How many of you out there can admit that you are sexually responsible? Or how many people out there does that concern you? Have you reflected on that and thought about how, the long-term impact? Share your thoughts.
Yeah, send us a text 0427JOY949.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
They're okay. So Joy 94.9, that song was requested by my friend Cal, who we all know. He's a Joy star as well.
He's a prankster apparently as well. That track was not Dylan I's choice. Just want to let everyone out there know.
That was We Rise Again. Let me know what you thought of that 1 minute excerpt. Yeah, 0427JOY949. But don't forget as well, we also want to know about like people's sexual health practices. Are we having safe sex or are we not?
Back to the sex debate. Tell us your music. Criticize our music and then tell us your sexual concerns.
Now, I would just get the ball in motion. Look, I had my sex test done at the beginning of June.
And
look,
boy, deal. Well done. Claps, yeah,
claps. And there was no claps. There was it was all came back quite clear. And
well, that's
all
a clap.
Negs.
That's a clap in itself. You came back. Negatives. Great.
Yeah, however, in saying that, like, I wouldn't, just because you don't know doesn't mean that you're necessarily, that you might not have something. Look, I found this stat out from one of my friends who works in a medical centre, that men with, genital herpes, they don't necessarily show the signs, but women show the signs.
Well, that HPV virus, women are receivers of it and men are carriers, and men don't get any symptoms at all, but women, we can get over 200 symptoms, and they can be as serious as getting stage one cervical, not cancer, but stage one of your cells changing, which essentially it can develop into a cancer. So, for guys, it's, you're carriers out there, but, you still got to get tested.
Well, that actually is interesting because in New Zealand's Pharmacology and Therapeutics Advisory Committee is actually considering a government-funded HPV vaccination program, and which is actually specifically targeted at males aged between 11 to 25 who identify as men who have sex with men, which is really interesting. And I think New Zealand's really raising the bar with this stuff, aren't they?
Totally. I'm trying to find the article, Dill. Oh, here we go. Vaccination for gay teens in New Zealand. Yes, no, I think that this is an excellent thing because I know I will share something personal. When I was young, I came across this virus and I was very fortunate that within a period of time, it left my system naturally and they can, and I didn't get any side effects, but these are potentially really dangerous. And obviously with over 200 symptoms, you've got to get tested, both men and women. And I think it's often the responsibilities often shafted onto the girls because we're receivers and it's, it seems all a bit more complicated down there. But, guys can be just as affected. And I think if we all know that we're clean, we can all start safe sex practices on a very clean slate. And it can be actually a very pleasant experience.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And just to also just have peace of mind as well.
Stress-free, I was about to say that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
It's 28 minutes to 8. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9, the home of news and critical information for LGBTI youth. You're joined tonight by Dylan Caitlin. We've just got a text in. The topic of tonight is, do you know your statuses? Do you know your HIV statuses, your sexual health status? And do you get tested? So hit us up, 0427JOY949. You don't need to mention your name. Don't need to disclose what your status is. Just as long as we get this conversation going. We have got a message in saying, hi, Joy FM. Been listening to your discussion. Very interesting. I know my status. I always get tested. And we had another text in just saying, hi, Dylan, Caitlin, I'm negative status and only practice safe sex. If it's not on, it's not on. Can you play live for tonight? Of course we can. Oh, my God. I love the Polo Club. Also, are you up for electronic or mainly hip-hop?
Depends what mood I'm in, Scotty. Thanks for that.
We play everything, Scotty, from some random stuff with an accordion to trance.
Which
to
was
the
Dill's mate's recommendation, which we will never trust ever again. I said we're going to put his head down the Joy toilet if he ever recommends music like that again. And we're going to flush it.
Now, on a lighter note, and thank you so much for everyone who's texting in so far. Keep those texts coming.
We love talking to you, even if we can't see your faces. We love it. Thank you.
Now, this article... It's not a queer article at all, and it's just quite amusing because Jessica Rudd, the daughter of our Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, has likened Parliament House to Mean Girls.
Yeah, the 2004 film Mean Girls that starred, it was actually written by the comedian Tina Fey. Those of you may remember, she was from Saturday Night Live, 30 Rock. It's got Lindsay Lohan in it, Rachel McAdams, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, she's apparently the eldest child of Kevin Rudd's family and his only daughter. And she thinks she says the corridors are a... cacophony or something of scoffs, burns, eye rolls, and more common than smiles. Wednesday nights are party nights. Thursdays are for gossip. We hook up with who we hook up with. We talk about how barely awake for question time the next day. It sounds bizarre. Nobody's sleeping, and the vending machine is out of Diet Coke, and everything's dire. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, Dill, this just sounds like a silly article.
Well, I just think Jessica, this is making a comment about saying that Parliament is akin to Mean Girls, but Parliament is real life, not a fantastic movie,
But you know what? We were talking before at the reception. We've seen footage of it, of live in action Parliament House and when they're debating, and it can get really personal and it gets really volatile.
Well, I feel so sorry
for... Kind of like a girls' school. Yeah. At lunchtimes. I went to two of them. Trust me, I know all about it.
You know all about the Mean Girls. Now, yeah. I've watched it a couple times, and Anna Bly, I feel sorry for her, our speaker. Now, she once got her tongue poked out at her. Sorry, someone poked Christopher Pines,
That's just immature.
When she told him to be quiet, she sat down and poked his tongue out at her.
I actually think that's quite funny. I've got to be honest.
I find
that amusing.
It'd be amusing if it was a four-year-old, not someone...
Yeah, if you're getting actually paid to have an opinion in Parliament, which is essentially running our country, yeah, you'd be worried.
Well, hey, we just had another text in saying, hi, I'm negative and never had consensual unprotected sex. I get tested every 3 months if I'm sexually active. I would like to say that HPV in men, Gardasil, can prevent throat cancers caused by the same virus. HPV can also cause colon cancer. So if you're a bottom for anal sex, you need the vaccination. So men aren't just carriers. And if you're giving oral sex, you should get the vaccination.
Douglas was just diagnosed with HPV-related throat cancer. Thanks, Jared. Kirk Douglas is Michael Douglas's father.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everyone probably knows that, but I just thought I'd say it just in case.
Thanks. I didn't know that. Yeah. I'll be honest. I did not know that. I was like, who's Kirk Douglas? That sounds familiar.
But yeah, back to the Mean Girls Parliament argument. Well, this was written up in Cleo magazine. So it's entitled Political Bitching, which I don't think she'd be the first person to think this, but I actually kind of think it's cool. She is the daughter, our Prime Minister's daughter. She's actually come out and said this in a trash magazine, a fashion magazine. I just think that that's kind of funny.
It is pretty amusing. Now, I just am still really, really interested to know about more people who are having just to share their sexual encounters. So feel free, hit us up, keep those texts coming. I got a message from Sean from Southbank. Do you want to...
Thank you, Sean. I get tested annually along with my full health check. Oh, good boy. Or when I get a new boyfriend. Oh, Sean, sounds like you get lucky.
Oh, yeah.
that's a very sensible message, Sean, and I think that you're sending a very good message to other listeners.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that issue. Now, in terms of music that we want to hear tonight, we're going to put the call out there as well. So keep these sexual health messages coming through. But do we want to hear some hip-hop? Do we want to hear some electro?
Request something.
Request something. Now, just for you, Scotty, we will kick off with Live for Tonight by the Polo Club. They are an amazing outfit. Now, we did have them in on the Chappelle Show, which I got to host and meet them. Shameless plug. So here's
Had to be done.
This song is for you, Scotty, live for tonight by the Polo Club.
Enjoy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9. Bringing you the best news and views all week long.
Generation Next. Love it.
It is 17 minutes to 8. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9, the home of critical information for young GLBTI people. We have been continuing on our conversation about sexual health and are we getting tested? Do you know your status? We've just had a message in saying, any tips for someone who's never been tested and just had their sexual debut?
Woo!
Oh yeah, fireworks.
Congratulations.
How do you ask your doctor without it being awkward?
It's funny that you messaged that in, listener, because I actually asked Dill. I said to him, maybe we should generate the topic asking them, people, our listeners, where do you get tested and what have you kind of encountered? What are those question mark of questions where you just don't know how to ask? So thank you for texting that in.
If you're, look, probably the biggest one that you could check out is probably the Melbourne Sexual Health Clinic. They're, you know, you can find them online, but any, like, if you don't want to go see your doctor, you can go to a medical center or anywhere else, and these doctors, they're there for a reason. You know, they're there to cure our maladies and to have these conversations.
I said to Dill, when it comes to this sort of stuff, it's life or death, and you can't, you know, you can't let awkwardness override your health and well-being, because if you lose that, then you lose the quality of your life and potentially lose your life. So I think when it comes to things like HIV or STDs, yes, it's embarrassing and yes, it's awkward and yes, we seem pretty unpretty when we talk about it. You've got to get it out there and you've just got to swallow it. Swallow your pride.
Swallow that pride.
No pun intended.
So like for me, there's a medical center. Look, I live in North Melbourne, so I go to the medical center closest to me and you just have that conversation because, you know.
Do you feel comfortable at that clinic, Dill?
Well, because I've seen my doctor for such a long time, probably for about like 4 years now, and I go get tested. Well, not so much now that I'm in a monogamous relationship.
Dill, that's a bad example. You should see. No, but yeah.
Well, you need to have these conversations with your partners as well. Like if you are in a monogamous relationship, I mean, you need to have that chat. Like if you're going to start, I guess, not using condoms or not using safe sexual,
if you make that commitment to each other, yeah, and you trust that they're there being faithful,
yeah,
I think that you still, even if there's great trust there, you've still got to go get yourself tested, I think, just for peace of mind. And things can even just, I think, your biochemistry or biologically, things can sometimes change.
Yeah, exactly, you know? So, and it's just good to have that chat and just good to like just get it out there. So like if you are, you know, if you have reached a point with your partner where, you know, you are having that conversation where, you know, maybe you will be having unsafe sex, then make sure that you are getting, like, you know what your baseline is before you get involved, and perhaps go together as well so you can get tested at the same time.
Because your doctor will also discuss with you signs and symptoms, which you might not be aware of, but you may experience at some point in time, and then you can acknowledge in your head, you can say, wow, okay, hold on, it could be this or it could be that, or, you know, I may have a reason to be a bit concerned here, or I've got no reason to be concerned at all.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And On a completely lighter note, Generation Next listeners, Mardi Gras, for the first time, has actually turned a profit, profit of $45,693. So that's a gross profit of 3% of their of how much they raised. It may be a relatively small figure in business terms, but
for the Mardi Gras to be raising money at all is usually a bit of it's monumental. They incurred though a loss of over $73,000. So it's not it's actually, you know. Yeah.
Well, that was the year before they incurred.
Yeah, and
loss.
You know, that's irrelevant now. We're in 2013, so.
Exactly. Actually, it's a new financial year. It's essentially the new year, really, in terms of business. But I think this is great. Good for the Mardi Gras.
Awesome.
And I think a lot of people also forget what the Mardi Gras initially were for. It was for, you know, to raise awareness about, you know, travesties that were going on against the GLBTI community.
Was it originally, Dill, more like kind of a protest, or was it always meant to be like kind of this very elaborate celebration?
No, it was initially a protest to generate, because in the States there were violence against homosexualities. In Australia, you could be arrested for it. So it was our community banding together, and I think
it evolved into this absolute theatrical sort of.
Oh, exactly. And now it's gone from.
It gets on commercial TVs, we get kind of straight icons to perform, and it's a totally celebrated event. However, when bad things happen at these events, like it unfortunately it did, to Jamie Jackson. Do you remember the 18-year-old that was videoed being slammed to the ground by one of the cops and bystanders yelling, saying, let him go, let him go. And he was a young gay man. He was 18 in Sydney. So, you know, unfortunately, things like that can still happen.
And that was really off-putting because that young boy, he was quite small, quite a petite frame.
Well, he was more vulnerable than...
And the police officer was huge. Mm. And there was other videos released showing him spitting at the police officer, showing him screaming at the police officer. However, I think one thing that when you become a cop, you need to also remember that you're there to protect people. Like, while he was may have been drunk and aggressive, fairly certain that once you take the alcohol away, that there was actually like a sweet young man in there, so we have to remember
you
that.
You hope so, yeah. And I think also this is quite, you know, the Mardi Gras is making a huge statement. It's a community that you guys have felt ostracized for years, and it's a night for you guys to shine. So I think for something like that to happen, it just is made even worse. It becomes even that bit more tragic when a young gay boy then gets sort of, you know. But moving on from that, they said that apparently the reason for the profit was giving credit to the board's decision to shift the focus from the traditional Oxford Street demographic from older men to a younger, more female audience in Sydney's inner west. Apparently, smaller events that like Women Say Something and Harbour Party, which are kind of more lesbian orientated, they're like they've had breaking records for attendance. So it's interesting. There may be now a shift of the Mardi Gras becoming equal, like in terms of women who are lesbian and men who are gay, equally celebrated.
That is so true. And look, in other news, Lionsgate Entertainment is releasing one of the hot sci-fi film, Orson Scott Card's science fiction work, Ender's Game. Now, Orson Scott Card was a out and a very, very, very open... Well, he is a very open anti-gay supporter. Now, Lionsgate have really beefed up themselves, saying that they don't support any issue. They're reiterating their support for marriage equality. And they've announced the premiere will also serve as a charity benefit for the LGBTI causes. But that's just kind of like going into... like going to and talking about... people who died in World War II and then rocking up with, I guess, the premises or like having something, an event on Hitler's birthday and saying it's for World War II. Like, it's a bit of a slap in the face, you know, because they're saying that, like, hey, yeah, this is for the LGBT causes. Oh, he was a giant homophobic and misogynist.
Yeah, it seems like it's far too contradictory. And I think you're right, Dill. It's a bit of an insult. I think you've got to be in it 100% or not. I don't think there is a grey area when it comes to supporting the rights of gay people or gay marriage. You know, there is no grey area. You either do or you don't, and you've got your reasons for that. Fortunately, I think the majority of Australia, you know, we are pro-gay marriage, but we're just yet to kind of get that in government. But, yeah, events like this, yeah, it seems a bit... It's ridiculous.
Well, Geeks Out issued a response criticising Card's statement, saying there's nothing more democratic and tolerant than a consumer boycott rooted in the ideas of free market accountability. Skip Ender's Game is doing what all of us do every day. Use facts to determine who and what to support with our money. I think is a really awesome thing that we need to acknowledge.
Yes.
Hey, we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this. This is a new track from 303's latest album, Omens. This is the title track from the album. Hope we enjoy it on Joy.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
It's 8 minutes to eight. That track was, of course, the title track from a very short number from 303's new album, Omens. It's the opening track to the album, and it definitely gets you amped up. Now, this is Generation Next, if you weren't already aware, and we are talking about all things gay, lesbian, and information for young LGBTI people. Joined in the studio with us right now is Dougal from Let's Talk Footy. Now, we are talking about, Caitlin and I are about to discuss, the comments for an AFL star benched over a lesbian name-calling row.
Harry O'Brien, yeah.
Well, Harry O'Brien apparently took leave from the Collingwood Club after some of these comments were made.
Went up to Port Douglas a couple of days.
Now, this article is referring to Nathan Buckley over practice referring to teammate Paul Seedsman as Les because of Speedsman's haircut. Now, when we think about the AFL, we think about when we're trying to get the Rainbow Cup.
Yep.
We are trying. The CEO of the AFL last year said that the AFL is leading the flag against the war on homophobia. However, we have sentiments like this. We don't have a rainbow cup. We're not. No one's really addressing these facts. In your opinion, is there much? Do you think there's going to be a game changer in AFL, or do you think these sentiments are so rooted in the game itself that it's going to be a total upheaval, or to try and shift this view?
In defence of Harry O'Brien from Collingwood, he has come out and publicly admitted that he's going through some of his own problems that I'm not going to divulge into too much on air. I reckon he just came out with that statement. And Nathan Buckley, as the Collingwood coach, had every right to pull Harry O back into line because he was out of line there with that comment. And they seem to have moved on. They seem to have moved on from the incident.
I think, yeah, Harry O'Brien's certainly got bigger issues to deal with at the moment.
He does.
That are
yep.
slightly more serious. But, you know, you can't completely disregard that. And I think that referring to someone as a les, short for lesbian, because he looked like a woman who had a sex change, I mean, it's...
And we're going to bring that up tonight on Let's Talk Footy from 10 p.m. out there. We're definitely going to be having a chat about that.
But apparently, though, do you remember Harry O'Brien made headlines in May after openly criticising Collingwood's Eddie Maguire when Eddie Maguire jokingly compared Aboriginal AFL player Adam Goods to a monkey on Melbourne radio station on Triple M?
Yeah, well, that was the that was the Indigenous Week, and that was after Adam Goods had already had the ape comment thrown at him.
Yeah, so
Eddie was in full defence of Adam, and then a few days later comes out and makes that comment on Triple M radio.
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes it's just a quick slip of the tongue that can get you in a lot of trouble.
That's it.
That is very true. Hey, we've got more of Let's Talk Footy coming up at 10 p.m. with Dougal himself.
We do.
And we've got... We are so out of time, guys. But we will have more Generation next and Vic back with us next week.
Little Vic star.
Joining us in the studio for Let's Talk Footy is big Chris Anstey, who used to play basketball with the Melbourne Tigers, now the coach. Mad Bulldogs footy fan. He's 7'2".
I was going to say, hopefully he can fit through that door.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. He might have to bend down for that one. So that's 10 p.m.
Lift the microphones up.
We'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
Work getting you down? Unwind with us weeknights with uplifting, informative and empowering programs. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.